Listener, you may have noticed that we don't do as many ads on our podcast as you may hear on other podcasts, and that's because of the name and content of the podcast. We do struggle to get ads, and that's why our Patreon is so important, especially because I'm about to bring on another new team member as we expand, and frankly, everyone on the team deserves more money. So if you've been listening a while and you can donate $1 a month, that's it, just $1 a month or more, think about it. Patreon.com/WHGS. You get bonus episodes, extended uncut episodes, streaming of my weekly show, comp tickets, new merch is coming soon. I'm just trying to level with you guys that as big as this podcast may seem, we're still growing and we are at a disadvantage with the kind of content that we make, being gay, yada, yada, yada. So please go and fix the corrupt capitalist system by donating at patreon.com/WHGS. You know I hate doing this, but I have to. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. And then this week, one of my favorite comedians ever, Jay Jordan, is back on the podcast. He is so fucking funny. Jay is in a thruple, and I have so many questions about that. And we deep dive into polyamory and what it's like to be in a thruple. And it's just a hilarious. Jay is just so funny off the cuff. You're not going to want to miss this one. He makes me laugh so hard. He's incredibly smart, brilliant, brilliant writer and performer. Thank you, listener. That was a long audio note, but I really, if you're a patron already, I so appreciate you. And if you're not, $1 really does make a huge difference. And $3 for tons of bonus content. All right. Thanks, guys. I hope you have just the most bottom week. I hope people top you all week long. I hope you have to make no decisions and you just coast through life.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm in a semi-open thruple-y situation. So One boyfriend is in California, But my primary partner, Garrison, he came back from Europe, and we had back from Europe sex. Ooh, that's some good sex. And I have like some new edibles. We have the Google lights so we can change colors with the lights.
Cool.
So
like,
if anyone's ever said, okay, Google, and then the lights turn red, then you're like, this is about them. You don't just do this so we can watch SVU. No, we're about to actually make a crime scene. Oh, yeah, I have like a mesh tank top joke that I love, but then I'll be like, no, but actually I want to buy more. Yeah. and they'll be like, for the bit, you'll be like, no.
No.
I don't even really do it that way. I should bring it back just because I have so many now. I have a mesh button up.
Are you serious? Yeah. You owe me a Coke.
You feel so silly when you're buttoning up something and people can still see your nipples.
Yeah,
I wore it on Fire Island a lot. I have a couple of pictures in it. It's black and it's got like this red and blue like triangle pointing down, but it's mesh. I think it's like even more see-through than this.
That's not a see-through.
On stage, though, the minute the light hits
it. The light. Yeah. Jay Jordan is here to fucking everything. Just everything. He knows it as well. JFL, The Tonight Show, writer on The Problem.
That's very good.
With Jon Stewart.
He has an album out. You can go.
Yes.
You can go buy that.
Sometimes I just walk around the city too. If they're ever in New York, if you're in New York, you might see me bebopping.
If you see some nipples on a Greek god of a human being.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That could be Jay Jordan.
Or it could be any lawyer, finance person. What else do they do? Administrative assistant, it
could
IT.
Be, definitely could be an administrative
a
assistant.
A lot of, I will say, particularly the cis gay subsection of the queer community in New York.
Yeah.
You got to keep up with everybody. Not just people who want to be on TV. I mean, just, I know a guy.
Keeping up with the Jordans.
Yeah, but I know a guy who just works for Facebook. And I go, you don't have to look like this.
Yeah. You don't know about programmers?
Programmers, I believe it.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
It's a big thing. Like, hot guys. It was like just starting to happen. Maybe like 10 years ago, it was starting. There were like programmers. And now I feel like the same guys who got into finance to be rich and attractive and like just get women are now going into engineering for that purpose. So now we have programmers.
I see it. And those people are still so woefully unfunny. That's the
they're
they'll
awful.
Be like so hot. They'll have tons of disposable income. They'll have an amazing living space. They'll have access to so much.
Ticking off the boxes.
Except for their brains. The fun part of people's brains that allows them to like laugh and riff and be silly. Nothing.
Don't you find that adults are just so sad? Yeah. I love comedians so much. And when I talk to regular people, it just makes me so sad.
I like being surprised by like a super funny non-comic.
Yeah.
That's the joy I find in life.
Yeah.
But you know, when that actually happens, that happens usually post 50. Because post 50, you loop back around to like being super nihilist. So you go, oh, I don't give a shit.
Back around to nihilism.
You go, oh, I don't care. All this could stop right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a good sandwich today. So I'm happy.
Right.
And you'd be like, Mr. Jones, I love you. What's going on? He'd be like, I'm sick of these gay people. I go, okay, all right. I forgot. You got me, Mr. Jones. Yeah, you sick of them too,
you're
Jay?
You're sitting there in your mesh button down. You're like, do you know who you're talking to?
Well, because for Mr. Jones, this was just the early 80s. there's a bunch of older black and like Afro-Latino men in New York who like wear mesh, and it won't be gay for them. They're just like, it's hot as hell out here, ain't it? And you're like,
we good? Let's do a little testy, make sure.
Two testies.
Sometimes three, sometimes one.
One's okay. Three's okay too.
Yeah, all of it's okay.
I've never seen
okay.
three.
No testes are also fine.
I've never seen the three.
I haven't seen two.
You haven't.
Maybe
like, I don't want you to think.
Maybe like a quarter of one. Just in a short, you know, poking out on a hot day.
Oh no,
you know,
no.
Y'all know that like in freshman year of college, probably late high school for a lot of people too, but freshman year of college, when I was growing up.
You have a look of, did you see his eyes get wider?
Get ready. The most.
You're having a literal flashback right now.
The most fun anyone could have. And this is because of the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds. The most fun any person with testicles could have was tricking you into seeing their testicles.
Yes, absolutely.
2006, 2008, everything was a trap. Everything was a trap. If someone was like, hey, I got a piece of gum. Do I got gum on my shorts? Balls. If someone was like, hey, which is the bathroom this way or that way? Balls. If someone's like, the bat wing, all of these like fun jokes that like they played in this movie.
Rat brain.
Yeah. And it was not, maybe I'm old. It wasn't sexual assault.
Yeah.
It was just another time. That's going to get both of us canceled.
We're
Bye.
Both done.
Bye, Ashley.
Kate, enjoy the podcast.
No, because it happened. Somebody did it to me and I was so mad. Mm-hmm. But I knew, given the current circumstances, that if I had been like, that was really inappropriate and made me feel really uncomfortable.
Would've made it worse.
Everyone would have looked at me and been like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But you do reserve that right to say that sucks and that's really uncomfortable, especially if it was your professor.
No.
You can be like, whoa.
Dad, put that away. My friends don't care.
I you know what? I'm going to forgive any dads. If you've ever seen someone's dad's balls accidentally, it's because he legitimately did not know they were out.
Yes.
That is Kate's aspirational gender.
Oh my God. I had to answer the door in a bathrobe today. I was so mad.
I thought you were going to be like, I was so happy. I'm Pete Dad. Whenever you go, what the hell is, hey, like, what's up?
Thank God I don't have balls hanging out because they certainly would have flown. I was so mad. Chelsea had something delivered and I was literally about to hop in the shower and I could hear that she was on a Zoom meeting. She was not flinching. Oh. And the dog was barking in there with her and I was like, fuck this on me.
Yeah.
So I put on Ashley, my bathrobe and answered the door and the guy didn't even like look at me. He was just like, here it is.
Whenever you have stuff delivered, how crazy does your dog get?
So crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
This is, I know we're moving into dogs, but I just quickly want to say robe. Non-binary piece of clothing. Wonderful.
Very, very non-binary.
Robe might be the most non-binary piece of clothing.
You tie it up.
Yeah.
You, and it's like, it's ceremonial.
It is. It is.
Everyone can
wear a robe. Both leisure and class in one item. And it's non-binary in that way too. It's for
it
everybody.
Can be like,
no matter what tax bracket you're in.
It's also funny because it can be very sexy. I'm wearing just a robe.
Yeah.
But it can also be like, you're wearing just a robe.
Yeah, like the sloppiest.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. You look like you haven't gotten fully dressed in like 2 weeks.
Right, exactly.
Or how like you put this on just for me.
The Big Lebowski has almost all of the letters LGBTQ in it. So like, it's there.
Get rid of that K, throw in the Q.
The dude is a gender, I think, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, this is lovely. We've bantered.
Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Jay Jordan today. So
yes.
Many ways that you can engage with his work.
Yes.
What are your handles?
On social media, it's all Jay Jordan, all one word. I think there's synchronicity throughout the universe. I think they're all the same.
on Mars.
On Mars.
In the Andromeda.
In the multiverse.
Yeah.
There's a universe where I am not doing anything, but I still have all of those handles. I mean, in that point,
that's the wormhole that connects everything.
You got all the
handles to be the same.
You're a big comics guy, aren't you?
Huge comics guy.
For real?
Oh, yes. There is some new images came out today. So every year, starting last year, there's been this event for X-Men specifically called the Hellfire Gala. And every year,
comics are gay.
Comics are very gay.
It's like a real event.
There's costumes.
It's like the Met Gala, but for superheroes, specifically for the X-Men. And they just released some new costumes.
Look at how happy he is.
These costumes is.
That's gay.
Is
that's
so...
the gayest thing. It's like the reverse of assless chaps is chestless sleeves.
And there's like that. That's also very,
very gay.
That's fun. The first one literally had little peep windows for the cum gutters.
It's just, oh my God. But She-Hulk is a lesbian icon. Like Gambit, who I showed you the first
one, identify
as is like a bisexual icon. Victor Von Doom is what happens when you want to be so gay, you rule your own country. Like that's how gay he is. He's like a monarch level gay. It's just, I love it. I love comics.
See, the problem with She-Hulk is I feel like it's only a matter of time before it's a they Hulk.
Go away, Kate.
Yo, you're
she they Hulk.
Yo, you're she they Hulk. You're fucking canceled for that. She-Hulk. Okay, give her a few years. Years, and the She-Hulk will be a they. She's
it's
going to
be a she they Hulk, then a they She-Hulk, then we're going full they Hulk,
and then maybe he they Hulk. Now you're canceled. Now you've done it.
That's when it gets troubling. No, but there's a really cool conversation concerning gender in regards to superheroes, specifically shape-shifting superheroes. Mm. So someone like Mystique, who has a gender that she prefers, but she has played sexually throughout like the gender spectrum.
Yeah.
So that's, in fact, originally Chris Claremont wanted Mystique to be Nightcrawler's dad because she shape-shifted into a man.
Whoa.
And impregnated someone, which is like very
like
fun.
A clownfish.
Like a clownfish. You know about clownfish?
I know all about clownfish.
People were talking about.
Jay's got the X-Men universe covered. You've got Finding Nemo covered. Finding Dory.
I do love Pixar. And if you want to talk about gay Pixar,
You mean Pixar.
I am your.
You mean Pixar.
Yes, exactly. Oh, Luca. Oh, my God. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Prepare to lose your fucking
That's
mind.
Why I haven't watched it.
If you watch Luca, there are two scenes close to the very end that make you scream cry.
Oh, yeah, no. Scream cry.
And you think it's over.
Yeah. This and then there's something, more.
This is something that they also did to me during Coco. And I hate you.
Coco is also not as gay or gay, but amazing and just wonderful.
There. Why would they do that to us, Ashley?
Because
they gave us the one scene where you think you're all cried out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, well, I got it out, but man, good. Yeah. And then they give you the other scene
and then
where you just
wail. On the couch for like an hour.
Oh, my Lord.
Luca, even thinking about those scenes makes me want to cry right now.
Because
And then people tried to tell me that in Canto.
Yeah.
That people tried to tell me that was a gay movie. And I was like, you guys don't even fucking know.
I think, no,
I don't know if it was gay, but it is like heartbreak for your inner child.
Yes,
like
yes. Child. There are people like reading into the colors used in the movie that it's a bisexual flag or something.
Bruno's an uncle that the family doesn't like to talk about.
Yeah,
there you go.
Who also will never get married, who will only just kind of be part of the family, and whose like opinions about things, i.e. gossip, got people in trouble. So I don't, it's pretty.
But Luca is a gay film in that it captures the gay experience.
Yeah.
And that's what it is about. It is about the gay experience.
Got it.
And it's beautiful.
Yes.
This is why I haven't watched it, because I'm looking at my schedule and I'm like, I don't have 3 hours to schedule in to watch and then cry.
It's like, I don't have for a while.
You need a weekend.
Oh, because
I'll be seeing this movie in 2025.
It's gonna like pop back up throughout the day too when you're just walking.
A week later, you're gonna be like, oh, the sea monster.
And oh my god, because there's also the threat.
Recap on
there's like the threat of conversion therapy the movie.
Yeah,
scary.
It somehow when I reached the end of it, I thought, how did this straight director, maybe he's bi, I don't know, and Pixar, of course, makes them insist that the movie is not gay.
Which is also hilarious.
That's the funniest part about it, is that there's this meta level. Luca's so gay that Luca's in the closet.
Yes.
Wow.
As a gay movie.
As a movie. Wow. Conceptually.
Yeah.
It can't even
It can't even come out.
It's like, you know, in high school, when you would say, oh, we're going to read The Importance of Being Earnest, or we're going to read anything by Oscar Wilde, and you're like, oh, I know what this is about. I know what The Picture of Dorian Gray is about.
Yeah.
And then your teacher is like, yes, but we also know that it's about beautiful imagery, and it's about aestheticism. It's about Victorian rules. And we go, and we're gonna say it, right? He went away to a work camp. Why was he sent away to a work camp? Because it's just like, it's so funny that like, it's like when it's in that space where it's like, are we gonna say it, or are we just gonna like dance around it?
And he's straight, and I wonder, or he is, I don't know his inner feelings.
The director?
Yes, the director's married, has children, married to a woman, has children. And I don't know what his inner thoughts are or who he knows. But this dude got it so well that I thought, well, I failed as a gay artist. There's nothing else I can contribute. This straight guy, thank God we have them.
No,
he captured it better than I ever could have.
No, you do a better job
At being gay
day to day.
Thank you.
I walked in.
You put in the minutes and seconds, huh?
I put in the fingers.
Ashley has put in the 10,000 fingers. Hours. What's Malcolm Gladwell want us to do? Like, yeah, that much. However long it takes.
Well, thank you for being here.
I'm excited.
We're so excited to have you back. And you're just such a great comedian.
You are.
And
so funny.
Thanks. And Kate is.
And comedy, it got gayer again this year.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to get gay until people realize the sassiest thing you can do is get on stage for 10 minutes and talk about your feelings. Straight boys. Every straight man who's like, I'm a man. That's why I do man comedy. I'm like, if you were like a man who like is rough and tumble and likes to fight, you would be on a boat. And not... not a fun boat, like a crab boat, like a shrimp, you know, a fishing vessel. You would be digging up sea bugs. You wouldn't be on stage worried about time. You know, you wouldn't be coming up with
stage. On stage is the gayest place.
It is.
It is literally the gayest. Look at me.
Right.
And there's a light. You know, it's.
Oh,
it's not,
my God.
It's not a very masculine space.
The man version of I got the light is I have the dry matches on the boat to light the saddest cigar you've ever seen.
I think the man version of I got the light is a red dot on your forehead.
It's you writing a letter to the sun you'll never see because you're on a boat. That's what it is.
I have 1 year left. I got the lights.
Your mother is a good woman. Who's this from? It was your father's. He wanted you to read.
Should we do official intros?
I think we should. Thank you for hosting. I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns, ashleygavin.com for tour dates. And as always, the cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. This guy, he's building his FIFA avatar, and that cuts way deeper than you think it does.
Yeah, there you go.
It means a lot to him.
That is true.
Because it is him. In his mind. Kate Sisk.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kate Sisk, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke, and my pronouns are she, he, and they. My gender of the week as submitted by the listeners, and boy, this one cut
deep.
Oh,
this is great.
Was Gibby from iCarly.
No!
And that's also such a great one because I am constantly compared to Freddie's mom, Mrs. Benson. So you and I cohabitating in the same fictional universe.
I think he's even holding a banana. Like, come on.
You know, if only it were a hot dog.
He's got little boy boobs and he's holding a banana.
The best part about the fans submitting that is they went, no, Kate will like this. And I walked in when you opened it. I walked in, you opened it, and you went, oh, no. And I was like, Kate, is it bad? You were like, it's too accurate. Yeah.
It's too good, actually.
They got me dead to rights. It's done.
They totally understand. If we could collectively somehow neural net all of this and get every submission into an artificial intelligence network, we could spit out your gender. You would finally know what your pronouns are.
If I could just get like one drop of blood from all these fictional characters, I would inject that as my testosterone.
Yeah, exactly. And then you could become the person that you really
it's
are.
It's so good. It's the equivalent of when someone once called me childish Gabino. And I was like, okay, well that's I was like, that's very good.
That's so accurate.
It's very good. It's very good. I will live with it. And you know what? I will take it and eventually say it on stage and make money from it. Yeah. You bully. Yeah. Whenever people like really snipe you with like a specific observant and smart commentary, you go, oh, this is very good.
It's like you gotta shake their hand and just be like, well done.
It's a duel. You go.
Did I show you Freddie's mom from iCarly?
No, let me see.
Okay. This is the one this is the same TV show. This is what people say I look like.
That's kind of your old hair more. Like
just from the volume. I never had a haircut like this. I just had bad hair. We should do the show. I mean, okay.
Oh, this has been a fun show.
It has been a fun show. I don't even know. Sometimes when we do episodes like this, I'm just like, I can't hear what the listener wants. Mm. I know they love the stories and they love the sex or whatever. I had something planned. You seem super interested in the Brazilian MILF.
I'm so interested in the
Brazilian
MILF. Actually, I'm just going to say something. Do you understand just how high the hit rate is on the two categories you just described? You just went.
I know.
People seem to want to hear about this free gold. people want to hear about this puppy that also shits ice cream. Like, yes. I want to hear about the Brazilian MILF.
Well, we talked about it in depth, the sex. It was so good. I said, actually, at my show after, during my set, I said, as soon as I got on stage, I was like, sorry, I think I'm a little bit off because I had sex with this Brazilian MILF and it fucked up my whole week.
you got fucked stupid.
I did. And the thing was that it was hours of foreplay because she was like, I don't have sex on the first date. So we just like had the most mind-blowing sex without actually fucking each other.
So Ashley was like, okay, so then because we're having foreplay for 3 days, this counts as 3 dates. That's wow.
It was so much foreplay. At a certain point, I was like, we are fucking. Like, just because we are mentally fucking right now. Mm. It was so crazy.
Would you count it as edging?
Yeah.
Mm. That voice.
The gravity in that response. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
yeah.
was so hot. I didn't no, even.
My first tour was in
in Brazil. I was just like, we gotta do something about this deforestation.
Yeah, but she was so. I'm. The thing is, I'm being a horrible person to her because I'm so busy right now with taxes and everything. And
so is she, because that's her job.
I am, Jay.
That's so funny because that is a legitimate and very true and timely excuse.
Yeah,
but it's like
it sucks.
If someone told me that they were so busy with taxes, and I was like, I just gave you some of the best Amazonian rainforest ever. You're gonna go back to W-2s?
That's why it's taking you so long, because you can't understand
numbers. I no longer can.
From how hard you got edged on the last episode, can't tell the difference between a 2 and a 7.
Ashley is like, I'm dumb.
I'm dyslexic now. I got fucked into dyslexia. when I hit my head against the headboard.
Oh my God. And what's sad is they were 69ing, so you should know numbers better now.
But yeah, so I have to text her and stuff like that. I've been trying to text her all day, but I keep getting pulled into a phone call or pulled into whatever.
Yeah.
So I could text her right now. I mean, yeah, and that could be the episode, honestly. Yeah,
ooh.
I saved her in my phone as the pregnant woman emoji, Brazilian flag emoji.
Oh,
I'm so glad you
God.
Laughed at that, because I sent that to Kate at like 2 in the morning and I was like, this was worth it.
It makes so much sense though on paper. Okay, Brazilian MILF, is that, that's not a cougar, nor that technically is a jaguar. Right? That's where they're at. That's what it is. I'm just telling you, I'm a big cat aficionado. I know about
big cat aficionado.
I know about the genus Panthera, right? Yeah, the
Panthera. Right. Yeah,
Panthera?
Sounds right. Yeah. Someone will write in and tell
us
we're all wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I'm actually genuinely a little bit like, oh, I just texted her.
What? You didn't realize?
Well, she just texted me back.
Yeah, she got two back. Can I tell you something? It's very evenly distributed, the blue and the gray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Because sometimes you see.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If anything, I don't mind being solidly blue. I don't mind. I'm the first person to say, yeah. Sometimes I text too much. I'm happy to be in that position. I have no ego about it. I know I'm the simp. I'm the simp. Right? Like, it's,
you know what? You know what my problem with, I know this about myself, that I will text paragraphs. I will text paragraphs, and
it comes from
when I first got text messaging. I had like 200 texts that I was allowed to send. So instead of being like, yeah,
you're ashing them out.
Okay. See you later. I'd be like, yes, okay, see you later. And also, just in case I need to know, what's the address and what's the backup plan? And as much information in one text as I could before it became too many characters.
And because
it was automatically
these gabies,
they don't know. They don't know. They don't know what we had to go through.
No, they don't.
There was a time.
They make fun of us.
Texting used to cost extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would get in trouble.
Yes.
I went to like.
So you have, that's what I was going to say.
My
you have trauma around
printed
it.
Out.
There
my
we
dad
go.
Printed
here it is. This is.
Printed out.
This is why he can't. He doesn't. He texts the way he can. Because it's not just that. Because I had that.
All of the numbers of text
too,
messages that I sent.
But I didn't have that type of trauma. I had a different type of trauma. Your trauma is the phone bill.
Yeah.
So now you are typing and you get anxious. You see the text coming and you're like, stop it!
Yeah.
Stop texting me! You write a whole paragraph back.
Every text, you're like, dad's gonna see.
Yeah. He's gonna see it. He's gonna see it.
Well, the reason, the only night that I could see her is tonight, and the reason, I'm sorry. She goes, that's not clear what I said to her. I'm going, I'm sorry. I'm literally podcasting right now.
What did you say to her?
I said, let's do tonight. The only time I can do with her is tonight. And I'm so worried because it's going to start late because I have shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to start late. And I know we're going to fuck for several hours.
Ooh, wow. Talk about champagne problems.
Me and my Brazilian
mom. And you have taxes
mom,
to do.
And I have taxes to do in the morning.
And so does she.
Maybe what I do is I get her to do my taxes.
And that can be the new euphemism.
Yeah.
So I guess I've been bullied into being with her tonight, but I don't know because I have a show tomorrow.
Bully.
I,
yeah. What are you doing? Twist tomorrow? My arm, why don't you?
I'm leaving. I'm going to Massachusetts. Fuck. Easter.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My boyfriend, lapsed Catholic. He's culturally Catholic. They're like super Irish Catholic. Yeah, he still treats Easter like a huge deal.
Yeah, Easter's the big, like, one. The big one.
There
which
was
is
a discussion.
So weird to me.
I don't think we were, but he was like, are we going to get a ham? I was like, we're not getting that ham. Why? It's just us and the dog. He's like, we can
I mean, the dog would love
we
the
could
ham.
We could think about ham. We could think about a ham.
I'm not a huge fan of the ham.
I liked ham when I was.
That big roasted sliced thick ham.
Yeah.
I like the ham.
Yeah.
It has to be done right.
I like it. I like the honey baked ham.
The honey really has to get in there. Yeah. Because otherwise you have nice flavor on the outside and dry.
I love you guys so much, but I'm going to bring it back to the Brazilian milk. Yeah. It feels strange that we're going on about honey baked ham. You really dadded this up. You've got the electric carver. I'm like, I want to talk about my Hitachi, please.
Kate is our dad. Okay, we just talk about good quality deli meat. Why we gotta talk about gay stuff all the time?
I would like to talk about good quality deli meat. I have my Brazilian milk.
The ham is per pound, but the bone is in there, so you lose a few bucks.
That's how you get you. That's how they get you.
Same thing with the MILF if the baby's actually inside.
Oh, my Lord.
You got an extra 9 pounds on that.
I thought
Have you ever had sex with a pregnant woman?
I'm so flattered that you think that I might have.
But a little pregnant, maybe not.
Oh, right.
You might like a couple hours.
Maybe.
A couple hours.
I'm pulling my fingers out. I'm like, this doesn't look right. I found a condom in there.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I go, I'm so busy. I'll hit you up after. I said, I'm sorry. I'm literally podcasting right now. She goes, ha ha ha. I appreciate the effort then. I said, I'm so busy. I'll hit you up after. She goes, I hope you can relax a bit with me later tonight. She does not mean that. We are not going to be relaxed.
But that's what she means. I assume she means relax so that you can engage in the moment.
That's like whenever... This is a phenomenon among queer men. If you've ever said, what are you doing? And someone says, oh, I'm just like relaxing. That means we can start to mutually jerk off. The dick pics are about
to start. Does she want me to send her a sext right now?
Yeah, send her a sext. I say, because relaxing.
I'm getting dots.
Relaxing via text is like,
She might be sexing me.
I'm telling you.
I was going to have a date with myself tonight. Happy you'll be in it.
Aww.
She's really sweet.
So sweet.
Beautiful. She said to me on the last date, she was like, I think I could really like you. And I was like, I felt strange because I knew this is not, she's not.
She lives far away.
She's fundamentally never going to be my person.
Where is she?
A different state.
Okay.
A way far away state.
Wow.
About as far away as you can get.
Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii.
It's Hawaii. Oh,
that would somehow make her even hotter. This Brazilian milk. Oh, she lived on Hawaii, actually, for a year.
See?
During the pandemic, she just went to Hawaii, surfed. She's just a fundamentally fuckable person in every way.
She's
highly educated, also a surfer, a MILF, but still like very like young, hot, sexy.
The last surfer that I knew, he was, this goes back to freshman year. He was in our dorm on our floor. His name was Surfer Nate. And he
Surfer Nate
because we had Lil Nate. We had a Nate.
Well, of course, you have Lil Nate
and Surfer Nate
and Surfer Nate. But Surfer Nate also was like 6'4", and he was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he was the kind of hot where like freshman guys were like, man, that guy's really cool. And I was like, you can say you want to fuck him. We all do. And he would show his balls a lot. And it was one of those times where he was like, isn't that crazy? And I'd be like, yeah, you better not do it again.
Yeah.
That was,
do you like balls?
Yeah. I like balls. I like this as a bisexual. I'm so happy to be wherever I'm at down there. You know what I mean?
You're not just bisexual. You're literally bisexual between balls and cock.
Yes.
You're I feel them equally. I can't pick.
Balls can be like really fun to like play with during, like, cause they're a hazard just like throughout the day.
Yeah.
They're troublesome.
They're troublesome.
But like during sex, they're a fun extra place you can stimulate. But then also, vaginas are so much fun because there's mystery. Dicks don't offer nearly enough mystery once they're out.
Yeah.
Vaginas are still mysterious.
Yeah.
And they always will be.
They always will be.
Because it's external genitalia.
Because we'll never have enough women in STEM to figure them out. So they'll always be a mystery.
No.
No, they will.
What we really need is an increase in female spelunkers.
Just people with work lights on their Carhartt hard hats.
I actually think we have enough of those, specifically. They might not be spelunking, but they're getting some of them out of the garage. I guess my gay sex from this week is pretty light.
You know what happened to me today that I probably should have said?
What?
I got catcalled today.
Whoa.
I was working outside. I had a girl with me. We kind of we're looking at each other because it's spring and it's nice.
Yeah. Ashley, you are in heat. Something is going on.
I was trying to figure out whose bottle the wine bottle was.
Fuck off.
Whoa.
If there's wine in the apartment, Ashley is fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't come knocking if the cork is a popping.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't drink. So if there's wine here, there's the girl.
Kate, that is such a funny, good friend observation. You're like, yeah. I know how this works. I was like, Cabernet, all right.
I sat with notes of pussy. Does this originate in Brazil? I'm getting some.
It's got a good body.
Yo! That was so good. Okay. Yeah, but this guy cat called us because we were looking at each other. Yeah. And he goes, kiss, just kiss, kiss.
Ew.
And I'm like, so, first of all, more zen than I used to be. Thank you, meditation. helps me from screaming at those people.
Yes.
So I was just like, I turned to him. I was like, listen, I'm going to be a nice lesbian. Don't say that to people anymore.
You're so New York.
Ashley's training men. Yeah. Listen, no. I'm going to be a nice lesbian.
That's literally, I went into full teacher mode. And then I said,
that's your first strike up on the chalkboard.
Right, yeah.
If you get three, you don't cut to come to the pizza party.
If you get three, I'm going to cut it off with a box cutter. Yeah. I know where you live now.
So I say to him, he's with his buddies who are clearly embarrassed. I say, why don't you kiss your friend? And I just catcalled him right back. I said, kiss your friend. Kiss him. He goes, on the forehead? I was like, no, kiss him. And that's kind of where it ended.
No, but that's beautiful. Oh, my God.
He didn't kiss his friend. Isn't that weird?
That's but what if they would have, like, pecked and then pecked again and, like, boom.
Then I would have been like, all right, I guess I got to make out with this girl now. Right?
You would have been like,
see,
okay.
That is straight behavior, to make out passionately with your bro so that you can see these lesbians kiss on the street. That is straight.
I like
to
Ashley
me.
Seeing that go, fair is fair. All right, come on, here we go.
Well, anyway, sorry to interrupt your,
no, that's
your
a story. That's another story. You gave us three stories almost today.
Yes. Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city.
You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, I'm going on tour and my shows are starting to sell out. It's amazing. Thank you so much for supporting me. I'm also going to the craziest places. I'm going to Omaha. I'm going to Des Moines. I'm going to places in Ohio. If you think your city is too small and you're not on my text list, you are wrong. So if you're not up to date on the pod, you're not checking my banned Instagram and my suppressed TikTok every week, the text list and the email list is a great way to keep up with what I'm doing and all of these tour dates. We're talking like 50 cities at this point. It's incredible. Thank you for your support. I hope you can come and see me live, listener. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Did you have any gay sex this week?
Ooh, I had gay sex. So my boyfriend, he was in Europe. And
you're in an open
back.
Relationship, correct?
I'm in a semi-open throuply situation. So one boyfriend is in California now. He's since moved to California.
Uh-huh.
But my primary partner, Garrison, he came back from Europe and we had back from Europe sex.
Which is great sex.
Ooh, wow.
That's some good sex.
Yeah.
That is,
especially if it was Eastern Europe. some stress, some fear.
He was in Switzerland, so it was like not crazy repressed.
Neutral sex.
But he
no
came,
tops, no bottoms, just an equal exchange.
Everyone's aside, which is a thing. That just means you like oral more than penetrating, like the other stuff.
Oh, I've never heard that.
People, it's something that I saw online, and I can pretend like it's a fact.
Maybe. I know some sides. I know some guys who are sides.
Yeah. It was really good back from a work trip sex.
Yeah.
Where like you go, oh, this happened. And I have some new edibles. We have the lights. They're the Google lights so we can change colors with the lights.
Cool.
So
like,
there's the cue. There's a cue like when you turn the lights a certain. If anyone's ever said, okay, Google, and then the lights turn red.
Yeah.
Then you're like, this is about them. So you don't just do this so we can watch SVU. No, yeah. We're about to actually make a crime scene. We're gonna do something like especially heinous in this room.
They're gonna need to take that black light to this rug.
Olivia Benson is gonna be like, everything okay in there? I'm gonna be like, yeah, Liv, we're good. So it was very, very good. That was last
week. She's
like,
why does my agent keep booking me on this?
And Ice-T's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, men love other men passionately. What are you going to do? That's my favorite thing is Ice-T, like, just becoming kind of funny on the show, but yeah. Also just kind of, like, through with everything. That's always how they write him. He's like,
I forgot Anthony Anderson's on one of those.
He's on the new one. The new reboot of the Law & Order original.
What is
I didn't know that man doing?
When people in Hollywood get busy, they have 17 jobs. Like, there are people that will not rest until
he's
they have.
He's one of them. Like, he was Iron Chef judge.
They'll have like three hosting gigs. That's the crazy part. If you're like hosting three different very busy game shows, when people can do that, I'm like, oh, how is Steve Harvey on Family Feud and in the courtroom?
Oh, I know. Insane.
And at the Miss Universe pageant.
Well, he's got a full team.
Right?
Full team handling everything else as much as possible so that he can just be creating the work.
And he's a fashion icon.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
The cat jumped on the soundboard.
That's perfect.
And
that was
perfect. Time.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan of Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Fulton's made out of the same stuff that Steve Harvey's mustache is.
No, Fulton. Of course, Fulton is a Steve Harvey fan. He's a black cat.
I was hoping you'd make the joke because I didn't feel comfortable making it. Because one time we did make black cat jokes
and it got a little bit dicey with the cancel code.
Oh, no, I love it. I love every part of
there
it.
He is.
Survey says.
Man, he's
meow.
Such a funny Family Feud host.
He's so fucking funny.
He's wild.
Does
he wants
gay
them
people?
No, I think he loves gay people. I think he loves gay people in the same way every black man that gets kind of old in Hollywood loves gay people. He's like, y'all are crazy. Ooh, you're doing what? Where? Oh, man. I used to do that back in the day with a lady. But you know, sometimes, woo, okay. I mean, woo. But he also, because he loves clothes so much, I think that he has to be okay with gay people.
Yeah.
The closer you get to being like avant-garde style-wise, the more sissies I see around you. But he's also like, he's got like this like huge like green jacket and he's got all mm-hmm. these new looks. And I think his wife is like very, very much like a fashionista. So she probably has gay people on her
I
team.
I thought you were going to say masculine.
Oh, no.
I have no idea. That's
his
not
wife
a...
is a total motorcycle butch.
Yeah, his wife,
that's not a dig at his wife. I have no idea
his
what his wife looks
is
like.
Is very much a man. No, it's... It's the people that I know aren't okay with gay people. I can always see it because I'm always like, you showed up to the Emmys kind of wrinkled. Well, yeah, you don't. I don't expect to hear anything good from you about us.
So wait, I want to just get this in, even though these riffs are so fun. I just want to make sure I don't miss this. I didn't realize you were in a throuple situation.
Oh, yes.
Is it a complete triangle?
It's yes. It was a complete triangle because it was like a recurring guest. You know, when you have, you'll be like, we're having a lot of threesomes and a lot of like.
At a certain point, you're like, just join the cast. Yeah. the people love you.
You want to bump them up to the regular cast.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of 2019 and 2020. But then early 2019, I also was crazy in Fire Island. I remember specifically one Fire Island week. I was like, Jay. You know you can say no to things. Just remind yourself. Remind yourself you can say no to things. But no, so Brian lives in California now. So I'm actually going to get to see him soon. But he's in California. And Garrison travels for work a lot now. And the reason it actually works so well is because when they first like really got close, I was doing a lot of college shows. And so they had each other in the city while I was in the Midwest entertaining tons, dozens, sometimes tens of people. And I'd like see them on dates, like via Instagram messages and stuff. And I'd be like, I'm so happy y'all are happy. But I would be. I'd be very happy. Yeah, so that was how that started. And now because Brian lives in California, I love him dearly. But if he was, if tomorrow he was like, oh, Jay, I want to go on a date with someone in California. I would be like, of course. You live in California now. Mm. You have a car and an apartment in California. There's something about being like, I'm going to be 34. You never want to stifle someone because you're like, oh, we're all hurtling towards death.
Yes.
I never want to be like, you can't do stuff because I say so.
Yeah.
Like you're probably experiencing like a tiny part of this with someone who lives very far away. The Brazilian part, you're like, and I want you to be so happy. But when we're together, we are going to be disgusting. But whenever we're not.
I have this with a different situation, but I totally, totally understand. There's just like no point in making it about you. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with death.
Yes. Yes. And with time and with energy.
You have one life.
Right.
Live it.
And anyone who tries to prevent you from being happy, even when you're far away, is an actual supervillain.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, that's like some evil, like controlling. You can't control me across time zones. Right? You don't even know what
I'm
going to do.
That's how cheating works.
You don't
it
even know what
it only matters if you're in the same time zone.
If you're asleep, I can do whatever I want.
I'm looking into the future and I'm looking to some math. But
it's
that was my
Tuesday here. It's still Monday there. I can do what I want.
Yeah, I'm imagining like a weird movie plot where someone's allowed to use their hall pass during the weird swap over time in daylight savings time.
Oh, actually,
when the
you
clock
should...
strikes
fun.
Two again,
actually,
you're allowed
the
to
nothing
fuck.
Hour.
Yeah, the nothing
oh
hour.
Oh my God, you need to claim IP on that right now.
I just did.
Yes, it's Ashley's.
It's mine.
If someone, that's also when they're allowed to do gay stuff and it's not gay.
There it is. Are we writing a movie together?
I think we're writing a movie together. Can't get in here.
Yeah, get in here.
Let's do it.
Can we go to Kate?
Yes.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
All right, I'll tell my gay sex. I was going to say my gay sex for the week was gardening, but really most of the gardening was Chelsea gardening and me watching it, so I really can't say that I partook in it.
A little voyeurism, though?
Okay.
You voyeuristic gardening.
Yeah. Get away from there, you evil aphids. Don't bite those. Those are good plants.
My God, you should have seen me with the electric fly swatter today.
Wow.
Going after the fucking asparagus. Asparagus is my favorite food
in
the world.
Is it a Hitachi electric fly swatter?
No. No, I can't catch a single fucking fly. It's so hard because you swing and then the air pushes them out of your way. Flawed system. Anyway. Asparagus is my favorite food in the world.
You're such a dad, dude.
Asparagus is my favorite food in the world. So we planted it. You can't harvest until year 3. The time has finally arrived.
Wait, what? This is a 3-year investment?
Yes.
No.
And so I snipped my first asparagus.
Wait, hold on. I need the perfect, where the fuck is it?
And they were delicious.
Hey!
They were so fucking good. I had them for lunch today. And then on the, because you cut the stalk, so then there's kind of like asparagus flesh showing and the flies were just all over it. But see, the asparagus will keep coming and coming. So I'm like, get away from there, you flies. And I only zapped 2 out of like fucking dozens.
Oh my gosh. But
a video
amazing.
Game where Kate electric zaps flies. Someone... Please, I know women in STEM, you're not listening because you don't exist.
You lose points if you accidentally smash your asparagus before it's ready to harvest.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's gay sex? Okay.
That's kind of my gay sex.
That's gay sex
My other one is that I wanted to... Okay, for trans stuff, the internet is both a marvel and a disaster.
I thought you were going to say a marvel and a DC. But okay.
It's there's so many people who are sharing their experiences being trans, etc., that's a wonderful way of connecting and being like unalone. But ultimately everyone's like experience with like medicine or surgery or whatever is like very specific to them.
Yes.
So then when you try to straight up just find like facts, it is an awful, awful place.
It's also hard because we live in a universe now where people... If I had a nickel for every diagnosis that is made about me because of something I said on this podcast.
Oh, mentally? Oh, psychologically? Yeah.
But also just like health-wise. Like someone was like, Ashley, you're clearly celiac. And I was like, no, I'm not. I don't know what I did that was so... I didn't eat gluten and then have a horrible...
Well, so it is both the internet like being a poor organizer of information.
Are you looking at your poop?
I'm pooping and putting it out. Patreon.com/WHGS. Yes.
The top tier is a vial of poop.
And a gluten, some also, sort of gluten intolerance test. Test me for gluten intolerance.
But just for like, the internet is a poor organizer of information. Also, too little research has been done about hormones, surgeries, etc. Like just general trans health in general. Too little research. So you have like kind of like a dearth of information, poorly organized, and then also incredibly inaccessible. Like either it's something you can't trust where it's like 10 bullet points of like, this is what will happen on testosterone. Or it's like a straight up scientific paper that like I can't
that you have
understand.
To decipher. You know, well, there is, and I don't, this is, it sucks because I do know some people in the medical field. So my good friend, Governor Ron DeSantis, he actually of Florida, he knows nothing. I was fucking with you. I don't know any doctors. You thought I was really going to be helpful.
You got a master's degree, don't you?
Yeah, in theater.
Yeah.
I can, Kate, I can help you.
But you went to school
with people?
I can
help you project.
Your feelings or your voice.
Kate
does not need any help projecting their voice. I'll say that.
Huge diaphragm.
Huge diaphragm.
The biggest. So I
read on Twitter, testosterone will shrink it.
Oh,
that's what everything is.
That's what I'm dealing with. So I was like, okay, I want to talk to an actual endocrinologist and like ask questions to a medical doctor who is looking at my blood work and looking at my body and like asking me my lifestyle and my health history, etc. And so I went to schedule an appointment with an endocrinologist, And the first one that's available is September 20th.
Jesus.
Get that appointment and get on the wait list.
I know, but I just like, and I know this is nothing new. This is really nothing new. But like,
we call every week. Be like, did you have any dropouts this week?
Yeah.
I know you shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
But also that's, do it.
But I just wanted to say it to not so much to like complain, because I somehow was able to finagle kind of a consultation with somebody else. Like if I wanted to start, I don't think I would be able to, but at least it's a first conversation. But like, I just wanted to highlight it because so many people.
Yes.
Have to deal with this on top of the like financial burden of it or whatever. I'm very lucky that I'm on Medicaid. So it's an appointment 6 months away that I won't have to pay for. But I just wanted to highlight it as something that sucks. Yeah. And this is just an appointment.
Yeah.
This is not like a surgery or something, which costs even more money and takes even longer to happen.
You have to get like 4 referrals for surgery, right?
I think it depends on the state.
I didn't know that. When someone
Mississippi, you need 17.
In Mississippi, they actually just give you like a truck to drive out of the state. They just they go, we cannot help you with your gender dysphoria, but this is a Chevrolet.
You know,
do you want to leave?
I bet there are some trans masks who get in the truck and are like, this is enough.
Oh my God. This is the feeling I was going for. I wanted to always feel like I'm in a truck.
Yeah.
God, some real, this has been a really good comedy episode. There have been some really good
I love our
jokes.
Comedian episodes.
Oh, this
yeah.
is good.
And you're obviously extremely talented.
Yeah.
Both of you are extremely talented.
I just basically made it sound like it's the end of the episode, but I didn't check in to see.
No,
if
I don't really have anything else to share. Just kind of wanted to put that out there. And I
How
and
big
really
are the asparagus.
The skinny ones are like my pinky and the fat ones are like my thumb. So, and then there are some that aren't ready yet. Like they're skinnier than my pinky. And if they're skinnier than your pinky, you shouldn't really.
Are they purple and green yet. Or are they just green?
They are green asparagus, but they have some purpley white at the bottom.
That's so fascinating to me.
I, one time I had a really big, thick asparagus. I know what I'm saying. I know. Come on. Why do you think I asked about the asparagus?
And?
I was trying to create penis fodder.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Penis fodder.
It's one of the more actual penis-shaped things.
Yeah.
A lot of things kind of look like penises.
And I guess they're uncircumcised.
They are circumcised. Oh. They have the glands. They have like an actual like tip that looks fundamentally different. Eggplants don't. Eggplants are blunt at the end.
Yes, right.
Are you growing eggplant as well?
We are. Yeah.
Really?
Which one makes this you feel more euphoric?
This is a phallic garden.
Then we got jalapenos. Yeah.
What? This is, I love this.
And then we've got squash and zucchini, which are also kind of, we grew.
Is this a bit?
The biggest squash and zucchini. No, we have this like little strip that's like,
they sent me a picture.
It's a strip from like
you
here to the bed.
You sent a zucchini pic?
And I had to put my phone down. I was like, I'm working.
Yeah. It was NSFW. Like it was like this big.
Kate, why isn't it on Twitter? Heavy. Why can't I share and we retweet it and have all of my gay friends go, what's his name?
Love it.
They'll be like, I think I could have a little Italian in me.
They're like zucchini, right? I was literally about to make that joke. I was literally about to go, you say zucchini, they're like, I love Italian guys.
Yeah.
But that was good. That was better and faster as usual.
Green or yellow?
We have the yellow summer squash and then the green zucchini squash.
These are all things I love. Wait, olive oil, salt and pepper, and just on
and
a grill?
And then that's done.
Hot pan?
Yeah.
So good.
It's just done right there.
I love this. I love
so it, good.
I'm old. I like vegetables now. I love them.
You have to come over. I'll cook for you.
You're vegetarian?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Are you?
No.
Okay. I mean, I say something culturally insensitive?
Yeah.
Because, like, you're Latin. You can't. It's not. Try all you want.
That is
true.
Well, and so is my partner, and her father describes salad as
gay.
Food for the food.
When I was in Puerto Rico, I had a hard time, actually.
Yeah. Colombia is even harder.
They'll be like, we'll give you the salad inside of a pig.
Yes!
We'll put it in the pig.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't need the pig. Where are you going to eat the salad out of then? How are you going
to? I ate a lot of plantains.
Oh, well, those are wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
good.
So, filling.
That was basically all I ate, honestly. Plantains, yuca fries.
Rice and beans.
We found this one place for the morning. Why are we talking? This is stupid.
This is part of the queer experience.
Right, exactly.
Navigating foreign places with a vegan.
Yeah. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Mostly vegan.
And mostly vegan. And now Ashley only eats Brazilian. That's it.
Nom, 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 nom. She did make a joke about it.
Oh.
When we were in bed, I was like, she started messing around and I was like, I don't actually, because I did my Brazilian. I have a joke about having a Brazilian.
Yeah. I love that joke.
Thank you.
That's, oh my gosh, I love it.
Tried and
so
true.
Much.
Straight people love it. I was like, oh, I don't actually have the Brazilian.
You're
and
right.
It's
I had a Brazilian 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's a mess down there. Since the pandemic happened, I've been a lot looser.
That's what I'm saying. You can't go all the time. It's a pandemic.
It's not a mess.
It's a mess. Bro, it's a mess.
No,
I can.
It's not.
There's wild, which is what it is. It's like a garden. Doesn't mean it's not good.
It's like a garden in that you're growing a penis-shaped appendage.
I
out
am,
of it.
And I'm going to give it to you when I'm done. I'm going to bring it over for a dinner party.
Oh, my God.
But it's like a garden in that, look, it doesn't make the quality of the stuff worse that it's not super. There's weeds and shit. You know what I mean? But there's, you don't want to go walking through my garden right now for an aesthetic, like a day. Like, right, going to the garden right now is
you don't
want
to take your wedding photos at this
right,
garden.
Right, yes, exactly.
I just,
exactly.
I'm such a, as a freak. I love it. I don't. Hair is hot. No hair is hot. Little hair is hot. Lots
like
of hair is
it's
hot.
It's long.
Braid it. I don't care. I'm down.
It's gonna get in your teeth.
I like it. I'll save on floss. Yeah. There have been multiple times where someone's like, "Oh, I'm kind of hairy," and I was like, "Send the pic." I like my menus with pictures. I'm a child. No, yeah. I like it all.
Like my menu with well, pictures.
Just so I can be like, that thing.
So we're in
is
there.
Is it going to look like this?
I don't know what it's called, but I want it.
We're in bed. I don't have a Brazilian. And she goes, yeah, you do.
Aww. That's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah. And then I nursed from her teat and I said, mommy, mommy. No, I didn't do that. Anyway, shall
butt
we do butt plugs?
Yeah.
Butt plugs?
What are you working on?
Butt plug. Butt plug for me. I have a show at Union Hall May 21st. It's called Jay Jordan, Just Jokes. It's me and it's just stand up. That's it. I know.
It's good stand up.
Yeah. It's fun, good, queer stand up. Ashley does an amazing job. And I'm so excited. I think more queer people, more queer babies, more gaybies are going to discover that they can, in fact, enjoy going to see stand-up comedy.
Yes. Yeah.
They can and they should. So if you're queer and you want to see good stand-up, May 21st, 7:30, Union Hall. Anyone who hasn't done it, it's such a cool, crazy thing. Because it is sort of like people went, let's put on a show. And people were like, make it fancy? No. Just give them a microphone or some stuff. Yeah. No. We don't got the money for all that. Just go out there. Talk about your dad. He's dead. Go. You know, like that's, to me, it's so fun. And I come from like a theater background and there's a very pure performance element to stand up that I think a lot
it's
of people
pure.
Really enjoy. There's pure. A purity to it. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. It's so pure. When we talk about sex and crazy, when we talk about threesomes on stage, it's the most
Listen,
pure.
We're going to talk about zucchinis as cocks. It's the purest thing.
It is the distillation of the comedic spirit.
Yes, yeah, so that's my butt plug.
Nice.
Great butt plug. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Also at Union Hall on May 26th, kind of swinging in the other direction, we got a drag variety show for you, the hey, Luke Ass Spectacular. And I am going to be doing a topical monologue at this show. That is my challenge for myself, to do a topical monologue, because I love writing topical jokes, but I've yet to be hired by a late night show. Jimmy's! So I'm going to challenge myself to do that. So I get to do a little joke writing. And you can sign up for my mail and text list at katesisk.com. At the katesisk on Insta and Twitter.
All right. I guess my show's every Sunday and it has the best comedians. Like Kate.
So fun.
And Jay. And
just did it.
One day Alex will be on the show.
And you got LA coming up. Have you talked about that?
Yeah, it's sold out, so. One more time for my tour dates, ashleygavin.com. We got Nebraska coming up. That should just tell you all of the places that I'm coming. I am coming everywhere, and you're not going to probably hear about it
on here or Instagram or TikTok. That's just the way the stats go. The best way is to be on my email or text list, and I'll only reach out to you when I'm in your area. And then, of course, patreon.com/WHGS. Support this podcast. We literally cannot do it without you. You are the reason this podcast runs. Thank you so much if you're already donating. And you can donate as little as $1 a month. And then my gay thought today sort of related to just my frustration with being currently I'm shadow banned on Instagram. You can't search for me. I don't go into the explore page. I got some content violations on TikTok for God knows what. I'm learning that, you know, I get limited monetization on YouTube and certain brands don't want to work with a podcast called Gay Sex. We're having gay sex. And it's just so interesting because if you really break it down, like, there's sort of two stereotypes about gay sex. It's like, it's that it's somehow more perverse and weird and different. But then the other side of it, particularly with lesbians or people with vulvas, is that, well, what could that possibly be? Isn't that real? Like, if there's no penis, what's happening there, you know? And it's this weird combination because it's like, okay, so which one is it? Is it the thing that you couldn't possibly imagine because there's no penis there? So like, what is it, just the things that we do for foreplay? Or is it incredibly perverse and you can't even like, bah, like which one of those two is it? And it really does remind me of like the like what women have traditionally faced, the dichotomy of like the virgin and the whore. You know what I mean? And it's just frustrating that it's actually quite easy to imagine. And frankly, I think less perverse. I think gay sex is less perverse. Cum is the most perverse. No offense to the gay men who listen to this and the straight men, the cis men. But we don't have cum. You're going to tell me that my sex life is more perverse? No. Put ads on my podcast. No, I'm incredibly grateful for this experience, but it is frustrating. It's frustrating to have to deal with suppression when, if it's straight sex, they'll let it fly. Or if it's like, you know, the happy go lucky, yay gay people, they'll like let that fly. But anything kind of edgy, it's doubled because of my sexuality. It's frustrating. All right. That's my gay thought for today. Let me know if you relate to that in your own work or daily life. Thanks, listeners. You guys are the best. You are the best.